Friday Night's Losers on the OTS Sports Network is powered by Hospitality Heating and Air. The most comfortable call you can make. 803-980-4677.
The most comfortable call you can make. Hospitality Heating and Air.
This is Gene Lucas with Hospitality Heating and Air. Been waiting to replace your aging heating and air conditioning system? Get an American Standard system and 10-year parts and labor warranty, complete with a 10-year service contract. 980-4677.
The most comfortable call you can make. Hospitality Heating and Air.
Hey, football fans, I'm Gene Knight, and each week I'll pick the losers in high school games on the OTS Sports Network, as well as select games from across the state of South Carolina. I'm assisted by my loser-picking machine, J5V. Hey, J5V, college football kicked off this weekend. Do you know how many college football players it takes to change a light bulb?
No, I can't say that I do.
One, and he gets 3 credits. Do you know why college football is so strong in Alabama? They are all one big family.
That explains the Uncle Daddy remark.
Okay, let's start picking some Friday night's losers.
Hartsville versus Dillon.
Jeff Calabrese's Super Forest Dogs defend their homes and put the bite on the south of the border Lynxes in a really good game. Friday. Night's loser, the Dillon High Wildcats.
Westside versus Abbeville.
Jamie Nichols' maroon and gold Pumas travel up Highway 28 to Anderson, where Scott Early's Big Mountain Goats butt them all the way back home. Wham, bam, thank you, Rams. Hey, Roddy Gray, did Abbeville win last night? Friday. Night's loser, the Abbeville Panthers.
Marlboro County versus Oceanside.
The Mount Pleasant Fens head inland to Tobacco Road, where the Bennettsville Sandhills Hounds squish the fish. Friday, night's loser, the Oceanside Landsharks.
Socastee versus Myrtle Beach.
Socastee has only defeated Myrtle Beach 10 times in 50 tries. Mickey Wilson's Beach Boys walk into a trap set by the Waccamaw Redskins and get scalped. Friday, night's loser, the Myrtle Beach Seahawks.
Buford versus Goose Creek.
Jason Winstead's Duck Ditch Black Lizards crawl into the Green Birds of Prey's nest in Port Royal and end up getting eaten alive. Friday, night's loser, the Goose Creek Gators.
South Florence versus Carolina Forest.
The SoFlo Blue Bars tear the West Myrtle Beach Jungle Cats from limb to go to 4-0 on the season. Friday, night's loser, the Carolina Forest Panthers by a lot.
Lancaster versus Fairfield Central.
Marcus Surratt's Red Rose Bars bite, chew, and stomp the eagle-headed lion body mythical creatures from the borough. Friday, night's loser, the Fairfield Central Griffins.
Catawba Ridge versus West Cabarrus.
The Concord Fighting Weasels travel south on I-77 out of the old North State and end up in the pit where they can't survive the fangs of the red-headed snakes. Friday, night's loser, the West Cabarrus Wolverines.
Indian Land versus Fort Mill.
It's been 36 years since Indian Land beat Fort Mill, but Adam Hastings and his Panhandle Braves massacre the Sting at the original reservation. Friday, night's loser, the Fort Mill Yellow Jackets.
Chester versus South Point.
Bobby Collins' big silver Chargers chase and catch the Red Wind in Storm Central, USA, where they reduce it to a summer breeze. Friday, night's loser, the Chester High Cyclones.
Rock Hill versus Lower Richland.
Bubba Pittman's long-clawed, diamond-headed cats get out their bug spray and gas the jeweled mud wasps from Hopkins. Friday, night's loser, the Lower Richland Diamond Hornets.
Nation Ford versus Northwestern.
Paige Wofford marches the purple and gold Legion of Doom to North Fort Mill, where they barbecue Michael Allen's Blackbirds in their nest. Friday, night's loser, the Nation Ford Falcons.
York versus Clover.
The longest continuous rivalry in the state of South Carolina renews in the White Rose City this year as Dean Boyd's silver-headed Pumas scratch out a close win over Brian Lane's high-flying Blue Raptors. Good old-fashioned hate. Friday, night's loser, the Clover Blue Eagles in a close one. That's all the time we have this week. Thanks for listening. Remember, whether you're a winner or a loser, always be a good sport wherever you are, and take some time out to support high school football in your hometown, and then listen to the OTS Sports Network for its award-winning coverage. But always, be true to your school. Hey, J5V, enough said.
Agreed. Push it back,
way back. Come Friday, we'll be jacked up on the football game and I'll be ready to fight. We're gonna smash it now. My girl will be working on her pom-poms now and she'll be yelling tonight.